Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Baptized for Permission or Remission. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we come today thankful that you sent your Son Jesus to die on that cross at Calvary. Father, your plan of salvation, the only way to heaven through Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We choose to be a believer, not a doubter, Father. And thank you for your plan, Father. And we come hungry today to receive from the Word of God and to become more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you're going to talk today about this topic, baptized for permission or remission. My friends, most Christians agree on the importance of baptism. But what does it mean? In these end times where the devil and his demons have convinced even church-going people that sin is okay, no problem, live like you want to live. And this spills over into baptism, as we should be baptized for the remission of sin, not the permission to sin. Two of the definitions of remission are pardon or forgiveness. My heart is so heavy for churches that have left the Word of God, as the Bible told us this would happen, and teach part of God's Bible doctrine and much of the world's doctrine, which is Satan's doctrine. And this is where this love of sin comes in. Did we get baptized for the remission of sin or the permission to sin? Let's talk about that today and start in Acts 2:38 in the New King James Bible. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." My friends, notice that we're to repent for the remission of sins and be baptized. It doesn't give us a free license to sin as we want to. Of course, none of us will be perfect, but we're called to live a holy life. Acts 2:38 through 41 in the Amplified Bible, 38, "And Peter said to them, Repent, change your old way of thinking, turn from your sinful ways, accept and follow Jesus as the Messiah, and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, because of the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39, for the promise of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children, and for all who are far away, including the Gentiles, as many as the Lord our God calls to himself. 40, and Peter solemnly testified and continued to admonish and urge them with many more words, saying, Be saved from this crooked and unjust generation. 41, so then those who accepted his message were baptized, and on that day about 3,000 souls were added to the body of believers. My friends, notice in verse 40, it says, Be saved from this crooked and unjust generation. It doesn't say continue to live like the crooked and unjust generation. Verse 38 says, Repent. Change your old way of thinking, turn from your sinful ways, and be baptized. Now let's go to Acts 2:38 in the Amplified Classic Bible. And Peter answered them, Repent, change your views and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of and release from your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Folks, notice again, repent, changing our views, not accepting the ways of the world that we've lived under before receiving Jesus, and align our will with God's will instead of rejecting it, and be baptized. Now, Mark 16, verses 14 and 15 in the Amplified Bible. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he called them to account for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen from the dead. My friends, many folks have hardness of heart today in the area of sin, and they refuse to accept the doctrine that God is holy, and he wants a holy people, and Jesus is coming back for a holy people. 15, he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Folks, that message is still the same today for you and I, for people to get born again and baptized for the remission of their sins. Now, Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19 in the Amplified Bible. 18, Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me." 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." My friends, we're called when we get saved to help people to learn of Jesus, to believe in him and obey his words. That's the Bible. And there's so much in the Bible about living holy lives that are worthy of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And we get baptized with that belief in our heart. Now, Matthew 3:16 and 17 in the Amplified. "And after Jesus was baptized, he came up immediately out of the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he, John, saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him, Jesus. 17, and behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased and delighted.'" Folks, that's the same desire God has to say about us when we get baptized, that he's well pleased with us, and he's not well pleased with a life full of sin. God hates sin. He loves sinners, but he hates sin, and he desires for us to live a clean life. Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29 in the Amplified Bible. "For you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus." 27, "For all of you who are baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with the Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ." That is, you've taken on his characteristics and values. My friends, the characteristics and values of Jesus are purity and love and goodness. And God hates sin, Jesus hates sin, and he calls for us to live clothing ourselves like Christ, to take on his characteristics and his values. Now 28, "Now there is now no distinction in regard to salvation, neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you who believe are all one in Christ Jesus. No one can claim a spiritual superiority." 29, "And if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promises." My friends, when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we're in Christ, and we take on his nature. We have to put down our fleshly nature and live a life of repentance. Now, 1 Peter 3:21 in the Amplified, "Corresponding to that, rescue through the flood, baptism, which is an expression of a believer's new life in Christ, now saves you, not by removing dirt from the body, but by an appeal to God for a good, clear conscience, demonstrating what you believe to be yours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Folks, this is great, isn't it? Baptism is an expression of a believer's new life in Christ. And in Christ, there's holiness, a desire to live a life worthy of the sacrifice of Jesus. Now, closing today, Acts 22:16 in the Amplified, Paul said, "Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins by calling on his name for salvation." My friends, we're all called to be baptized, to wash away our sins and calling on his name. And then our desire moving forward is to live a life holy and pure and free. And when we do mess up, to be quick to repent, to receive the bathing, to receive the cleansing blood of Jesus, to wash free of those sins, and to keep on moving forward, to desire more and more to live a holy life. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that we get baptized for the remission of sin, that you cover our sins with the precious blood of Jesus. We choose to walk a life holy because we know Jesus is coming back for a holy church. And Father, we refuse to compromise with the modern church that's being controlled by Satan in many areas. We choose to stand holy in these end of the end times. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8255. 8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.